Protesters in Democratic Republic of the Congo burn down town hall. United Nations post in Ebola-stricken area. By Francis Martel on November 26, 2019. Hundreds of enraged locals in Beni, North Kivu, Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, burned down the city's town hall on Monday and stormed the United Nations peacekeeping compound, destroying vehicles and key equipment. The compound belonged to the United Nations Organization Stabilization Mission in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, MONUSCO. The United Nations is active in this region of eastern DRC due to the ongoing guerrilla warfare between dozens of rival groups seeking control of mineral resources. The fighting has plagued residents for years, who have contended with the second worst Ebola outbreak in history for months amid the attacks. Reports suggest the protesters began rioting in response to a deadly attack by one of the many armed militias in the area, the Allied Democratic Forces, ADF, late Sunday, resulting in 8 deaths and 9 missing, presumed abducted, according to Deutsche Welle. The crowd reportedly first organized outside of Mayor Nyinyi Bwanakawa's office, demanding the UN leave the area as they had done nothing to stop the attack. The mob ultimately set the town hall on fire and moved on to the MONUSCO site. Several offices at the MONUSCO headquarters were set on fire and looted. Teddy Catalico, a civil society leader in Beni, told local media. Residents are demanding the withdrawal of MONUSCO from Beni because of the inaction of UN forces. Estimates of the dead on Monday vary between 2 and 8 people, shot by security forces attempting to quell the violence. That violence appears to have triggered further protests on Tuesday. According to the Congolese outlet Actualite, a crowd marched through the streets of Beni on Tuesday carrying the corpse of a dead protester and demanding MONUSCO leave indefinitely. The crowd appeared to be targeting Mayor Bwanakawa's home, as his office had already been set on fire, but police fired live rounds to disperse the group. MONUSCO is here, but to maintain order, the security of our people. That is first and foremost a task that falls under the sovereign responsibilities of the state, Deputy Prime Minister of the Interior Gilbert Kankand, on a visit to Beni on Monday, said. The public must understand that the world is what it is today, and the UN forces have been here for many years, and supported us when we needed them. The UN entity also released a statement saying it understands the frustration and anger but lamented the riots only weaken the fight against the ADF. The announcement did not stop protests from spreading elsewhere in North Kivu. On Tuesday, protesters also took to the streets of Butembo, another major city severely hurt by the ongoing Ebola outbreak. A group of youth protesters surrounded a United Nations base in the city and began attempting to assault employees within, prevented from entering the building by police tear gas. Gunshots were heard until noon in several corners of the city, according to the Congolese outlet Radio Okapi. Protesters have also attempted to paralyze the city by erecting blockades on the city's major roads. According to the mayor of the city Sylvain Kanyamanda, the report continued, "The situation has paralyzed all activities in the city and the damage is very numerous." Beni last saw similar protests in August, when an estimated 5,000 people burned down buildings and created roadblocks to demand the government do more to stop guerrilla attacks. Young people in Beni City decided to demonstrate. They threw stones on the avenues, burned tires in some neighborhoods and called on the population to stop all work. Kizito Binhongi, identified as a civil society official, told Radio France Internationale at the time. "Really, it's not right, there are killings every day." North Kivu and neighboring Ituri provinces are the center of the fight against Ebola virus. Amid the chaos, medical centers in Butembo have largely failed to run properly. An Actualite report from last week denounced the Ministry of Health for allowing contractor companies to get away with not reimbursing hospitals for supplies, leaving them unequipped with the necessary medicine, and leaving them otherwise dysfunctional. For 4 months now, the bills of care have not been reimbursed and several health facilities have not been supplied with drugs. Vicky Okolo, coordinator of a Butembo health facility, told the outlet. The patients risk receiving unsuitable care, because the patients are presenting themselves in structures. The caregivers notice the problem, but do not know what to do because they have no more drugs. These interviews occurred days after health workers at Ebola centers in Butembo ended an extended strike demanding their pay, which they had not received. The World Health Organization declared the Ebola outbreak in DRC an international emergency in July. It is currently the second largest outbreak in history on record. As of Tuesday, medical professionals have documented 3,303 cases of Ebola in the outbreak and 2,198 deaths. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.